All right, random thought. Is it okay to have a no kid wedding? And I asked that because I saw this story. This 25-year-old is, you know, getting married, and she sends out the invitations to all the guests and was wanting it to be no kids allowed, which to me, that's her right to do that. But of course, people get all in a tizzy and were really upset with her for saying that. I think some of the comments that some of these people made, if you're not inviting kids to your wedding, then you should pay for our babysitter. And so she replied to that person, your kids aren't my responsibility. Then the other person's like, I guess I can't come then. And then some of the other people, as someone whose family included the children in everything we do as a family, having child-free anything is an odd concept. And I just find that crazy. So, like, what do you think? You know, you're married and, you know, about to have a ceremony again. Kid-free?
Yeah, it's actually going to be kid-free, except for our kid, who will be there because she's the flower girl. And my sister, who literally just had a baby. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a child-free. Because when you're thinking of kids at a wedding, right? It's like you're thinking of 5, 6, 7-year-olds running around. I've DJed enough weddings. I've been the ones that had kids and ones that didn't have kids. Trust me, it's a lot better without them. And it's nothing against the kids. You know, it's because kids are going to be kids. Kids are going to... Children will children. Just like some adults will children, right? Well, I guess I'm not coming. Yeah. My smart ass would have been, thank you for your RSVP. One less plate we got to worry about.
Well, I agree. I've been to many weddings and kids don't interrupt the ceremony. Mm-hmm. It's more about the reception. Mm-hmm. At the reception, that's when you see kids running around.
Exactly.
All through the, you know, between tables, all on the dance floor, sliding and all that stuff. And to me, the only people that think that's cute are their parents. But for everyone else, it's a distraction, right? Mm-hmm. And so I totally get it. But I feel like I'm more annoyed at these parents who are upset because it's like, you had children. I didn't make you have children. You had children. So you like to include your children in everything? Awesome. Then don't come. You know, it's kind of like people, like if you have a housewarming, like I've had housewarmings at my house and people ask, can I bring my dogs? I'm like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, no.
I want your dog in my house.
Yeah. But you got people who like take their dogs everywhere and just like people who take their kids everywhere. That's your fault and your responsibility. You chose to have them babies. So deal with that. But if people want to have events, like similar to restaurants now, you got some restaurants that are not allowing children in the restaurants. And you got parents getting upset. I'm like, go eat someplace else.
Exactly. McDonald's is open.
Yeah. Go. They got a playscape at McDonald's. Let them go there. Tear it up. You know. But I just find these parents getting upset and offended that you can't come to my wedding with your children. Then don't go and move on.
Well, let me just also point out there'll be no pets allowed at my wedding either. Okay, let's just keep that clear. Make that abundantly clear. No pets allowed. And we do an event, right? Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, and it's in a park. So you have certain people who would want to bring dogs. I'm like, no, it's a food festival. I don't want your dog around my goddamn food, for one. And two, we don't know how good your dog is. You have 50 dogs out there. What's going to happen? And they start chasing and eating other people's food and all this other crap. You don't need that. And I get it. People want to take their dogs everywhere. If you can't go somewhere without your dog, you need to have a conversation with yourself and your dog and maybe have it at a dog park or something. Because so same thing with the kids. If you can't go out and enjoy some adult conversation, some adult fun, it's only a couple hours. It's not like it's not a club. Are you taking your kids to the club with you, too, if you decide to go out? Oh, we're going to have a girls' night out, but we're bringing the kids along. No. And one more rule we're having at our wedding, no phones. So this is very important because the last thing you need to see, and you're going to be like, what is this about? I see it on your face already. What is this about? What do you mean you can't bring my phone? Well, to see the difference is you're going to be standing at the altar, so you're not going to be able to do this anyway. But the last thing you want to see in the pictures is somebody leaning out. We got a photographer for that shit.
I'm going to take a selfie at the altar. I'm just going to, while I'm at the altar, while y'all there, I'm just going to be like,
bow! You don't have a protective case on your phone. You might not want to do that because you're going to be standing next to me.
Yeah, a selfie. I'm going to get a selfie. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to sneak it.
I'm gonna make sure my youngest brother, who is my tallest brother, will be standing next to you too, so you can smack that too. We'll both get
y'all won't even notice. I'm gonna be that quick with him. My selfie game is tight.
He's a highly trained military guy.
It's all right. It's all right. No, but I agree with you on the food deal with dogs, because I was thinking when you were describing that, I was at a crawfish boil some years ago at some friend's house, and you know how crawfish boils go. You dump, people come around the table, and you start eating. Then you wait for the next dump, and as they dump this the second pot, I'm going up. I'm getting some. This little girl who was playing with the dogs, at some point she found like a garden snake and was walking around holding the snake. Then she comes to the table and just does like this, like rubs her hands all through the crawfish. Like, which why you would do this? Why you rub your hands around it and through it? You just grab what you're going to eat and go. You don't have to do this. And as soon as she did that, I was just like, and I'm done. And I'm totally done. And I think about kids do stuff like that. And so, like, I'm hosting a crawfish boil at the end of the month for Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kids allowed and no pets allowed. Just for that reason. But, you know, and if I have friends that say, well, I'm not coming because I can't bring my pet or my kid, well, more crawfish for me.
We were DJing this brunch. And I remember we're on the outside. And, of course, outside people are loud. It's Charleston. People have their dogs outside. And this one dog is there. And somebody comes, oh, my God, it's so cute. And they start, aah! So, of course, fur flies up. And as the fur flies up, some server's walking up with a plate of food. Mm. And I watched that hair drop on the food. And I went, thank God that's not my plate. But these are the kind of things that come through my mind. Why don't I want your dogs at my spot? Why don't I want to eat in a place where there's dogs running through the whole spot? Why don't I want your kids running through? Because I don't want them picking up garden snakes and putting their hand in all the crawfish. Even I'm not going to eat the crawfish anyway, but you know, whatever. I mean, it's probably just added extra seasoning to it. That's all it was. No. You should have grabbed one of those snake-flavored crawfish.
Freaking gross. Kids are germ carriers. And so we're in the pandemic. So I applaud this woman. You want a safe environment for your wedding. You don't want these little Petri dishes running around, you know, spreading all their little germs and stuff at your reception. I applaud you, ma'am. Well done.
You know, and here's the thing about it. Every parent knows their child is an angel. Their germs are not as germy as everybody else's. And that's cool for you. Leave it at home. And by it, I don't mean the kid. I mean everything else that comes along. Oh, that sounds so bad for a parent. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, this is the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 74. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
As we keep climbing the subscriber number, definitely about to hit another milestone and ready to double that milestone once we get to that one. So keep sharing this. Let your friends tell a friend, tell another friend, and then make sure they subscribe too, because I see some folks just watching and not subscribing. Hit it. It's okay. We won't bog you down with too much crap. Yeah. You know, big stories we get into for the love of sports this week, man. It's not the fact that the 49ers are out of the playoffs. You know, we decided to let the Rams go. You know, we felt sorry for them, let them go to the Super Bowl. Sorry, bastards. They sold their soul to get there this year, so we let them go. but it's about Brian Flores, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, right? When he got let go, it was kind of weird because he did a lot with a team that most people had low expectations for. And then you really look into what's been happening since then. He's been interviewing for other, you know, figured, okay, he did that with Miami. Oh, there's so many job openings. There were 6-7 job openings just that quick, you know. And then all of a sudden, he was up for the Giants job. Bill Belichick texted him. And after that text, the lawsuit came out. And we're like, we knew Bill Belichick was kind of wild for all the other stuff he's been caught up in. But this one, Textgate. He's been in Spygate. He's been in Deflategate. And now he's in Textgate.
That was jacked up because he's like, hey, congratulations. Sounds like you're the guy. And then he's like, wait a minute. I'm interviewing with him on Thursday. Oh, my fault. Wrong person.
Yo, I tell you, the internet is so undefeated that what I saw one of the memes was like, Bill Belichick changing his contacts. White Brian, Black Brian. Because the guy who got the job was Brian DeBoe, which is who, you know, Bill Belichick thought he was texting, but he was texting Brian Flores. Both of them worked for Bill Belichick before. And it was interesting because even then Brian Flores went, wait, coach, are you sure you're talking to the right Brian?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck me. You know, so the interesting thing about this lawsuit is you know, the lawsuit, he's claiming racial discrimination and the hiring practices and the use of the Rooney Rule. But also at the same time, also one of the things that came up was the fact that the Dolphins offered him in 2019 $100,000 per game that he lost so that they could get a better draft position. Now, this is something that we'd all heard about before, right? Like, oh, owners want you to tank so that you can get the best, you can get a number one draft pick, or teams trying to tank just to get the better draft pick. And you hear about it in the NBA all the time as well, too. But to see this in writing, in this sense, is one of those things that's kind of popped up. And it really, I think the thing that popped up to me the most, though, was he's suing the NFL, mm-hmm. his former employee. Sounds very similar to a player who did the same thing and never made it back to the NFL. Is Brian Flores going to get a coaching job again? Or did he just do this for the greater good and for those to follow him?
Regardless of the reason he's doing it, no, he's never going to coach in the NFL again, I don't think. I think he should look for a particular college and go ahead and go that route, go the Jim Harbaugh route and just be successful at a college program. But NFL, no other owner's going to touch him. Same thing that happened with Colin Kaepernick. Nobody's going to touch him after he did that. And, you know, right now it's a he said, she said type of situation. You know, we don't have all the facts yet. I have a hard time believing that you get paid $100,000 to lose a game, because wouldn't the players have to be involved in that too? Do you like take your, hey, you can take the quarterback out and put your punter in at quarterback? Just I want you to flip the ball.
There are things you can do within the game to make it hard for them to win. Just like a ref can throw a game with one or two flags. It doesn't take calls all games. It's just one or two key points in the game that you make a certain decision that goes, all right, it's third and 42. Let's run the quarterback sneak.
All right, it's fourth and 42. Coach, we're going for it.
But coach, we're on our one. Yes, but we can do it.
I don't know. I just feel like to totally tank a game, $100,000 per game to lose, I feel like there had to be more people involved than just the head coach. Because even as of like defensive coordinator, if you go to your defensive coordinator like, hey, I think y'all should go to pass prevent instead of man on man. And the defense coordinator's like, are you kidding me? Why would we do that? Like, there has to be other people involved for you to lose games to get paid for it. And he said he didn't intentionally lose any games. But it's still a he said, she said scenario. So I don't know, but regardless what happens, he's still going to get his money from his contract. If the NFL settles, he'll get his money from that. And he could easily get a coaching job in college. But in the NFL, nope, he's done.
And the good thing is that college pays a lot of money, and college is pretty much turning to the pros now, right? Because with the fact that the kids can now get the student athletes can now get paid for their likeness, you're going to see. And it's still going to be that imbalance that it's always been, because, you know, now all the boosters can actually, well, I'll pay you to be the spokesperson for my car dealership. And, you know, that'll still work. I do think, though, when it comes down to his to this lawsuit, too, you're right. I don't think he works for the NFL, and the NFL has been, you know, flip flopping on this, because from the very beginning, you know, they really said that this whole thing was without merit. But then you see Chris Mortensen a couple of days ago said the NFL would investigate the specific allegations that he made concerning Dolphins owner offering him $100,000 per loss incentives. But the very first thing when the lawsuit came out, oh, it's absolutely without merit. So we've already seen the flip flop. So there's going to be a settlement. He's going to get some money, and he's going to walk away from this with some money, but never again another job in the NFL. And I think that's where it comes of him to say, I need to do this for people and for everybody moving forward, because this is the unfair practice that it is.
Yeah. So. And I can't imagine the Dolphins legal team is that stupid to put in a contract that says we'll pay you $100,000 for every game that you lose. You know what I mean?
No, put that, it's probably not in the contract. That's one of those side deals where you realize the season's over, and it probably wasn't from the beginning of the season, right? It's probably like, all right, we've got, it's week 10. We've got six more games to go. Look here, man. If you lose these next six, we're going to be in the top five in the NFL draft. So go ahead and lose these. I'll give you $600,000 if you lose all six. And that's just probably one of those off the records conversations that was had, because you're definitely not going to put it in writing. That would be absolutely stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? If it is in writing, though, I'm just going to laugh and be like, well, yeah, you know, that's how you get caught. But I can't imagine it's writing. Same as Hugh Jackman saying, was it 50,000 that he was offered to lose games?
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, when he was coaching the Cleveland Browns, and said he and then he came out and said to clarify with CNN that he never got paid to lose games. Now, this is a guy that if he had gotten $100,000 per loss, that's $3 million that man would have won in his first two seasons with the Browns, because he was 1-31. Mm-hmm. He's probably like, how the hell did I not get that? But what he did say was, for his first two seasons, the contract didn't have any winning incentives. It was just about, all right, go out, play, right? Mm-hmm. But then when it got to his third year, it was, okay, now here's the next contract and we need to win this many games. Because, well, it was the Browns and they were just trying to rebuild. So, and he was 1-31. There's really not much he can really say. But if that's the case, he said he will back Brian Flores in a lot of this. So it'll be interesting to see how this case goes. But I'm with you. I don't think he makes it back in the NFL as a head coach. And since Hugh Jackson just did this, I don't think he makes it back either.
No. You know, but they'll still have successful careers doing something, but just not in the NFL, which is great, because in the college world, you're not dealing with millionaire players and, you know, prima donnas to an extent.
Right.
And you're just playing for the pride of school, not for the pride of contract and bonus money. So who knows?
As we switch over to politics as usual, your guy, Ted Cruz, sounds like you're about to go vote for him.
Oh, no, no. But would never do that. But Ted Cruz this week did say something I agree with.
Oh, boy. Here we go. It's about to snow in Texas again. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't get the snowpocalypse everybody was expecting. So since he didn't have to go to Cancun this week, he was very vocal. Cruz calls Biden's pledge to put a black woman on SCOTUS offensive. And I agree with him. And I don't think it's offensive. I didn't agree with Biden saying that. If you're going to pick a black woman to be SCOTUS, great. But why would you say, I'm only going to pick a black woman to be SCOTUS? Because then you're saying that no white male, black male, Hispanic male, white female, Hispanic female, Asian female, don't even put your application in. You have no shot. I'm only going to pick a black woman. That's as a HR professional, you don't do that. You know, but why would you even, it's just a mess. And I think it just goes to some of the mess of what this administration's been doing. I just don't agree with him saying that. I mean, if it is a black woman, hey, great. I mean, I'm not against that, but why would you say that? You know what I mean?
It's like putting in an NFL coaching contract. I'll give you $100,000 to lose a game. I totally agree. He shouldn't have said it. And I know he said it because Joe Biden has diarrhea of the mouth sometimes, and he'll just say whatever's on his mind, right? Plus, these are promises he kind of made during his campaign run. And I'm going to make these promises to the black community so they can come out and support me, and I can be president of the United States. But you got to do it like the Republicans do it. You got to do it like you are Joe Biden. Do it like the old white men do it. You know who you're going to hire. You know who you're going to put in that position. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to say it.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, they don't ever say, we're going to put a conservative white man on the court. They just do it. So just do it.
Exactly. I mean, just say, hey, you know, we're going to look for the best person for this role. This role is critical for this administration. I'm really looking forward to the progress we're going to make in the next few weeks. And then all of a sudden, it's this black woman here. Great. You know, that's it. You just picked who you want.
The best person named Michelle Obama, the best person named Kamala Harris, the best person I can find anywhere named Keisha Lance Bottoms, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what you decide to do, but don't say it and give them the ammunition. Because all you've done is give them more ammunition to make sure they have their folks registered to vote and call out fake reverse racism.
Yeah. Well, and I think what he was trying to do is when he was running for president and said that he was going to, his vice president candidate was going to be a woman. Now, great, but that's a whole huge population of different races of women you could have picked. And a lot of people rallied behind that. And a lot of the women voters rallied behind that. But now you say, I'm going to pick only a black woman. I just don't think that's the smart thing to say. And I think he's trying to say the things to try to rally his base amid some of the problems that they're having. And I just think it was just stupid. So I do agree with Ted Cruz. It's not often that I do. I still think we should vote him out. So Ted Cruz, I agree with you, but I still don't want you in the Senate. But I still think we should vote him out, but I agree with him.
You know, the problem with Biden is I think that he didn't realize that there is another section of America that really hates when they're not included. And we're not talking about the old white man or the young white man or just the white man at all. We're talking about the white woman, the Karens, who are going to be mad. And you've just galvanized them. So those folks, especially in Texas, are going to show up in droves because they love that Ted Cruz said that. And they're going to back him. So regardless of what you've been doing for the past year, and I know you've been putting in the time, and it warms my heart to see you this dedicated to it. However, Texas is going to Texas, Texas is going to Florida, Texas is going to Flexus, and Ted Cruz will be right back in the Senate and running for president as long as his daddy doesn't, a.k.a. the Trumpster.
Now, maybe. I don't think his daddy's going to let him run. So, if he stays in the Senate and not president, I'm fine with that. But
right.
I don't think he would win if he was the Republican nominee. I don't think he would win it.
I don't think so either.
There's a lot of Republicans Ron DeSantis, that don't like him.
Right. And then there's Ron DeSantis who, you know, that's going to be an interesting one to see where does he go in this because Trump's already attacking him. So this is going to be an interesting next 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, February is Black History Month and Kanye West decided he wants to not talk about Black History Month. Instead, he wants to talk about Black Future Month because he's, I'm tired of seeing us hosed down. I'm tired of talking about slavery. And, of course, TMZ, they figure if somebody black says something, we're going to talk to another black person. So they did. They found somebody with the same last name as Kanye West, and that would be Dr. Cornel West. And asked him what they thought about Kanye making Black History Month, wanting to rename Black History Month Black Futures Month. And this is what Dr. Cornel West had to say.
Kanye should recognize as an artist that every performance is the authorizing of a future in the midst of a present, trying to recover the best of the past. Black History Month is not about the past. It's about the past in the present that can authorize a better future. Three dimensions of time, past, present, future, they all go together. So Kanye thinks you can have Black Future Month without having a Black History Month? Tell that brother to get off the symbolic crack pipe.
Get off the symbolic crack pipe.
I've been done with Kanye ever since he said, you know, slavery was a choice. I've just been done with him ever since then. But this fool keeps saying just the most stupidest stuff. Just do your music and that's it. Don't interview, don't say anything, do your music, make your clothing, and that's it. But he just says some of the stupidest shit, or say stupid shit in your lyrics, that way it's in a song, and we don't deal with it. But when you start saying all this other stuff, it's just like, come on now, Kanye, just shut up.
The problem was when Kanye did George Bush doesn't care about black people, and black people stood up and said, because, you know, Kanye was considered a musical genius. Then they made the mistake of taking the musical off and just calling him a genius. He actually believes that he's a genius. And that's the problem. Somebody says something to him and he goes, I agree with that. And now I can say this. His run for president, why? You know, but there's so many things. I've been known with Kanye for a long time, a very long time, way before the whole slavery was a choice crap. Because he's been lost for a long time. Yes, he may be musically gifted, but that's it. And that's where the buck stops. People say fashionably gifted. I go, yeah, I've seen shit on the runway. I'm never wearing any of that anyway. So, and I'm not the most fashionable person. So I'm not one to talk about his ugly ass shoes because I heard they're extremely comfortable.
I don't know. It's just, I just get so tired of the things that Kanye says. Just do your music. But yeah, he believes his own hype, and he's just, he's self-destructive, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude needs a lot of therapy. It's what I think. He needs therapy. But as long as the money machine keeps going, all the people around him are not going to push him to therapy. They're going to let him keep going, because they need to make sure they get their paycheck too.
And as long as you keep paying him attention, he's going to keep doing this stupid shit. And it's, I mean, think about it. Nobody's talking about his album anymore, but they talked about his listening party. I went to the very first one. I'm like, you wasted 45 minutes of my time. I'll never go to another one. Mm. And he got a lot of money. I felt bad for the people who paid a shitload of money, because sitting in the stands at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it was the most horrible sounding experience. I had my noise-canceling earphones in. And that's the only way I could understand anything that was being said, because the sound was garbage. And I felt bad for everybody around us who paid a couple hundred bucks to be there. And I'm like, thank God I got the free tickets, because this shit was not going to be something that I was paying for. But I'll tell you what, he has a following, and he has a great following, because the people that walked into that state, that arena, that stadium that day, I was like, they're across so many different paths of life. It was amazing to watch those people walking in. You know, generations, race, color, creed. He's got them. And they listen to him. And that's the problem.
Yeah. No, that's just it. Like, for me, you play a song I like, that's it. I don't want to hear him interview. I don't want to hear his opinions on anything other than just do your music. And that's it. I don't care what you think about. I don't want to hear how your day was. I don't give a shit. Just do your music.
We know.
And that's it.
Well, speaking of more bullshit, got this in at rgrtpod@gmail.com, and it came from Reddit. There's a man who took to Reddit to describe how embarrassed he was after he spent the night with a Tinder date. He woke up to a note pushed under his door, and he shared a picture of the note. Now, it was on Reddit, so how true it is, you know, I really question a lot of this, but for the sake of this bullshit, let's entertain it. So the note says, please, for the love of Christ and everyone on the 26th and 27th floors, shut the fuck up. The last thing anyone wants to hear all Saturday night is you two fucking like animals. At 5 a.m., I expect to be sound asleep, not listening to the sound of moaning / the most aggressive sex I've ever heard. I feel like he wrote this letter for himself. I feel like he wrote this letter himself. The person continues, either lay off the blow or go and see a therapist, because this is not normal. Just so you know, the entire floor can hear you.
I mean, it's Reddit, so I think most of those aren't real. But, you know, we've been in situations, right, in our own mm-hmm. lives where we had neighbors, roommates, whatever, that were extremely loud. And so mm-hmm. it happened. The place I lived in before I moved into my house, my neighbors downstairs, very loud. And I could mm-hmm. hear them. I could be watching TV. It could be in the afternoon. It could be 3 a.m. I wake up and I just hear, like, you know, first I'm like, is somebody in trouble? Do I need to call 911? Then I'm like, oh, they're just going at it. But I didn't make a big deal out of it. I'm just like, part of me is like, hey, kudos. They were in their 20s. I'm like, I remember those days. Right on. High five. It doesn't upset me. You know, roll right. over, take a Z-Quil, go back to sleep, and shut the hell up. But for this person to be that upset, now, the lay off the blow comment, I think is funny.
I'm like, and there's no way you're going that long.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, mm-hmm. I think this guy just needs to get over it. Now, I do think you got to try to be respectful as you can, but sometimes, you know, it gets that way.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes it's real, sometimes not. Like, I had a neighbor who, her bed was against our shared wall. So I would hear when it was time, and it was getting there. And and you could tell who was there based on the rhythm. But then, at the same time, you know, that's what it is, right? But then I had a roommate. And he had this one girl that would always come over, and she was so, like, I could be dead asleep. And you know me, I am a log when I fall asleep. So if you wake me up, I felt like she was almost standing next to my bed. let's see if we can wake him up. Because I know the whole floor heard her. I know upstairs had to hear her. And I'm just like, what the fuck? He's not that good. He's had other women over here. None of them do this shit.
I honestly, it makes me laugh whenever I hear that. If I'm like at a hotel or whatever, I remember when I was living in Kansas, my next door neighbor, you know, her bedroom wall is right next to mine. And one night I'm laying there in bed and all of a sudden I just hear like, you hear some light moaning. But what made me laugh was I would hear, ring, 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 ring. And then after a while, it'd be like, and I just was
the jackrabbit came to life.
It was just funny to me because it was a buildup and I could just hear the buildup. And it just made me laugh. Like, it just makes me laugh when, especially like you were saying in a hotel, because you get out in the morning and they come walking out the same, you know, at the same time, you're just like, morning. So then I'm just pounding them up. Hey, good job last night.
3 minutes. That was good. It was a strong 3 minutes. Good job there, buddy.
So I think this neighbor, if this is a true story, this neighbor needs to get over it. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he's been single in a pandemic.
Or, hey, hit her up. Find her on Tinder.
Or just go to this door and be like, do. Hey, tag me in. You need some help?
You sound like you're a little worn out. Yeah. Come on. Oh, let's get out of here before this gets out of hand. Hey, don't forget, we drop our regular episodes every Monday. And then on Tuesday, we drop the video episodes. Wednesdays, Married at First Sight, Season 14, recaps of Boston.
Boston.
This is getting good.
No, it's not.
You know, I've noticed a lot of the Alyssa hate just on social. There's a lot of Alyssa hate. And very much so warranted. So we'll be talking more about that this week. This looks like this episode, she's really going to ramp up and show us her true colors, because she has many of them in this episode.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm just wondering, like, let's say she doesn't marry Steve or stay married with Steve. I don't think it's going to happen. Let's say she's Chris. I'm sorry, Chris. Who would date her after seeing that? Some dude would. Some dude that just wants somebody plastic and attractive, that at least they think is attractive.
There are people who are going to date Merla after that. But even though I will say that I've seen some of the comparisons and people that go, well, Merla was at least honest from the very beginning and stayed true to that. So you can see where that kind of plays. And besides, where are they now? They try to make Merla look as sexy as possible to just kind of clear up her image anyway. So anything's possible. Because same thing could happen with Alyssa. People would like her later too. So
yeah, but Merla consummated the marriage. And at least was staying with him in the same room.
Yeah.
And I'll at least try to put in some effort.
Good point.
So there's that.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit that you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.